Hola, hola. Hello. Okay, we are going to start. Welcome everyone. Buenos días, buenas tardes a todos.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Welcome everyone to the Lacrallo General Assembly in London. First of all, on behalf of staff, we would like to apologize for the inconveniences regarding the time and place for this meeting due to logistics issues. This is a meeting that has posed several logistics challenges to staff because this is quite a small hotel, so we are indeed very grateful and appreciative of your kindness in accepting to hold this meeting in this place and at this time. So with that, I welcome you once again. It is great to see you all in person, and I will now give the floor to the Lacrallo Chair and Secretariat. Thank you.
Hablar en español.
Thank you. I'm going to speak in Spanish. This is the Lacrallo Secretariat speaking. According to the rules of procedure, the Secretariat can take over the chair of the meeting. But we have Rodrigo as one of our guests. He's one of our guests. So if we can, before we appoint officers, if we could please give him the floor so that he can give us a presentation, I would really appreciate that in the interest of Rodrigo's time. Is there anyone against this proposal? Carlton, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Carlton Samuel, for the record. Might I ask the chair to first, before Rodrigo speaks, just to get a vote for the agenda. We need to get the agenda settled out the way. This is just an agenda draft, and the meeting must agree to the agenda.
The Secretariat speaking now. Thank you, Carlton. Indeed, you are right. This is something that I was asking as an exception, but you are very right. We do have to proceed to the adoption of the agenda. So your point is well taken. We will then proceed to the adoption of the agenda.
Showing the screen there. No, no, just now we need to show the agenda, please.
Humberto, una moción, Humberto.
Alejandro Pisanti, if I may, I would like to take the floor. I have a motion to put forth.
Because we haven't started the formal meeting, I would suggest that we do not break institutional order. If we proceed as Humberto has proposed, we will have a discussion on the agenda. We can actually bleed ourselves white discussing the agenda after Rodrigo's presentation.
After to... En español. Después de escuchar ambos planteamientos...
After Humberto Carrasco speaking, after listening to both motions and proposals, although I do agree with Alejandro, I would rather proceed to the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. I don't know if everyone can read the agenda on the screen. If not, you can click on the link in our Adobe Connect room. We also have the agenda posted on our wiki. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Excuse me. If we are to adopt the agenda, I would like to make a request. We will have to stick to formalities. I need to ask whether somebody has any proxy. I have received 3 proxies. Excuse me, go ahead, please. Carlos Aguirre received a proxy from Island Vargas Basilio from Aheia Densi, Brazil. Banda Scartesini gave her proxy to Sylvia Herlen later, and Nexti and JCI, Vladimir Davalos, was in charge of that. He gave his proxy to Sylvia Herlain later, and Humberto Carrasco, because by virtue of the bylaws, I do not have voting capabilities, so I delegate my voting rights to Javier Chandías from Chile. So this will be on the this will go on record in the minutes of our meeting and will be available for anyone willing to review the records. With that, we will proceed to the roll call in order to check or verify whether we are quorate, and then proceed to open this General Assembly. After that, we will appoint the officers, and after that, we will move to the adoption or proceed to the adoption of the agenda. Humberto Carrasco speaking. May you please introduce yourself and your affiliation, the ALS you are representing. Antonio Medina, you will be the very first one, and we will conclude with Mr. Alejandro Pisanti. Go ahead, Antonio, you have the floor. Antonio Medina Gomez from the Colombian Association of Internet Users. Raul Bauer from Ushuaia. Carlos Aguirre from the Argentine Association of IT Law. Mr. Bastidas from Free Software and Culture in Ecuador. Mari Carmen Sequeira from TEDIC, Paraguay. Gilberto Lara from the Asociación Conexión y Desarrollo from El Salvador. Javier Chandía from Internauta Chile. Sergio Salinas Porto from Internauta Argentina, the Argentine Association of Internet Users. Sergio Bronsteins from Internauta Venezuela. Carlos Morel from Internauta Venezuela. Alberto Soto from EC Argentina. Cristian Casas from CETIC Argentina.
Society of Barbados.
David Antilaxing, Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Jacqueline Marsh, Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Juan Manuel Rojas from Aheia Densi, Colombia. Silvia Herlen Leite from Internauta, Brazil. Humberto Carrasco from the Chilean Association of IT Law.
Susie Johnson, ICANN staff.
Gisela Gruber, ICANN staff.
Heidi Orich, ICANN staff.
Lance Hines, DevNet Guyana.
Carlton Samuels, University of West Indies, Jamaica.
Leon Felipe Sanchez, ISOC México, en mi calidad de miembro de ALAC.
Leon Felipe Sanchez from ISOC Mexico in my capacity as ALAC member. Natalia Enciso from Paraguay. Fatima Cambronero, Hayadensi, Argentina. Freddy Linares from ISOC Peru. Johnny Laureano, audio was off microphone. Johnny Laureano, interpreters apologize. There seems to be an issue with Mr. Laureano's microphone. Aida Noblia from the Notary Public Association of Uruguay. Carlos Raúl Gutierrez from ISOC Costa Rica.
IBDI Brasil.
José Ovidio Salgueiro, Asociación Venezolana de Derecho Informático.
Mr. Salgueiro from ABDIN, Venezuela, the Venezuelan Association of New Technologies and IT Law. Alejandro Pisanti from ISOC, Mexico. Adrián Carvalho from Fundación Incluir. Tatiana Toculescu from ISOC, Argentina.
Fernando Bego.
Ariel Leon, I can staff.
Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, I like chair.
Bueno, muchas gracias. Parece que ya estamos todos.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much for these introductions. As far as I can see,
Association of NGOs.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you very much.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much. Please, if there is somebody taking the floor, do not turn on your microphone because that disengages the speaker's microphone. If you want to take the floor, please ask for the floor to the meeting chair and kindly speak at a reasonable pace for the interpreters. We are now going to appoint the meeting or assembly officers, so we need a chair, a vice chair, and a reporter, according to our bylaws. Carlos, is there any proposal you wish to make? Carlos Aguirre speaking. Yes. Humberto, in the interest of expediency, I think that you are very well positioned in that role, so I propose you as the chair of this General Assembly, and as reporter, I would like to propose Juan Manuel Rojas from Ajayadensi, Colombia, as he's a journalist. Humberto Carrasco, who would you propose as vice chair? Carlos Aguirre, nobody at this point in time. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Anybody would like to propose a vice chair for this GA? Humberto Carrasco speaking. I would like to propose Sylvia Herlane as the vice chair of this General Assembly so as to conclude this proposal. Is there anybody with any other proposal or anybody opposing this proposal? Please raise your hand. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Without any objections, then I am the chair of this General Assembly, and Sylvia Herlane will be the vice chair, and our reporter would be or will be Juan Manuel Rojas. We now have to proceed to the adoption of the agenda. If anyone is against this, please raise your hand and express your reasons. I don't know if anyone has. You know, if you haven't had the opportunity to read the agenda, if that is the case, I will read it out loud. The proposed agenda for this General Assembly. I see there is no objection. It seems we have reached consensus, but please let's have a vote by show of hands to express that we have adopted the agenda. So the agenda is adopted by a majority vote. Now I give the floor to Alberto Soto so that he can pronounce his welcome remarks. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening, good morning to our remote participants. I want to thank you for being here, for the effort you've made to be here. In the interest of time, I will be brief, and I will say that Umberto and I have engaged in many discussions, and we have generated plenty of internal policies, and we will propose them today. We have a main problem and challenge, that is to achieve the participation of all our ALSs, that is, in their capacity as ALSs or in an individual capacity, that is, the participation of the individuals within the ALS or ALSs in our organization and within ICANN. This derives from lack of motivation, lack of incentive, or specific knowledge required or needed to engage in certain in the topics we need to engage in. So we have to tackle this issue, all of us together. We, the officers, thought that we need capacity training. We will perform or conduct a survey, first of all. We will explain how we will be conducting that survey later on. So, by means of a single action, we will have several consequences and a series of cascading consequences, if you will, that are strictly related to the plan we would like to propose. This will enable us to see who is knowledgeable about what topic currently under discussion within ICANN, in our region, in working groups. Many a time, we need to give our opinion, and we do have to give our opinion to express our views. We cannot afford to miss the opportunity to represent the internet end users by means of giving our opinion. We have to focus on our capacity building program. We have to speed that up. We will propose a way of doing so, not today, but further on. We have 1 hour and a half on a monthly basis, once a month. So maybe we will focus on how we use that hour and a half and how we use our mailing list and our wiki space. We will focus exactly on our next steps. With that, I thank you for your attention. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Alberto, for your opening remarks. We are now going to give the floor to our guest speaker, Mr. Rodrigo de la Parra, who will give us an update on the Latin America and Caribbean strategy, and he will also speak about other issues. Rodrigo, you have the floor. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking for the records. Good afternoon, everyone. I will make the most not to take up a lot of your time in the interest of this good momentum. Argentina and Nigeria are, you know, one-to-one. It's a tie for the time being. I have just learned that on my smartphone. But please, do not worry, because our region is doing very well in the World Cup. So surely Argentina will move ahead. In the meantime, we have to focus on these issues. I really appreciate your invitation. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you for some minutes today. First of all, I want to share with you some highlights of our regional strategy. And maybe the most important message is to let you know, and I have done that by means of the LACRALO leadership, I want you to know that we have the support of our staff, and you have the support of the Latin America and Caribbean team in order to move forward your projects. We have shown that we can collaborate very, very well. I remember the very first time I stepped into a LACRALO meeting, and you know, people looked at me, gave me odd looks, because they were not accustomed to this type of interaction. So they were all wondering, what is he doing here? Why is he here? And I was surprised, because on the one hand, you have to keep that your independence, which is a very healthy independence. But at the end of the day, we are aligned in many projects, or we are on the same page regarding the results we want to reach. So as long as we can keep our autonomy, distance, and respect, we have to work hand in hand. So I want to reiterate this message. That is why I am here. It's one of the main reasons I am here. Also, please do not forget now that the multi-stakeholder approach is so in fashion or trendy, and you know, this is an organization that has been a multi-stakeholder organization for 15 years. So please remember that there is a specific trait that makes ICANN that unique feature of being multi-stakeholder, and that is that we have an internet user space within our organization. And it is the regional organizations that are at the core, at the heart of this space, because you can reach your communities in your countries. So that's the value you have to bring. So if you reach any type of gridlock when you address any of your topics, please remember that we need to reach a compromise. The word doesn't work very well in Spanish, but in English we do have the word compromise. That is, sometimes we have to give up a little bit of our individual needs in the interest of the collective needs. I don't know if you are aware of Net Mundial, but in 2 days' time, with prior work, of course, a document was drafted and approved, and it addressed very complicated, very controversial topics. But several stakeholders approved something by acclamation. And there were rounds of applause at the end of the approval of the document because some people gave up their individual interests for the sake of the collective interests. So please bear this in mind when you reach any kind of gridlock. In terms of the regional strategy, as I have told you on many occasions, Dev and Fatima have been interacting mainly in terms of the communications project, that is, within our regional strategy, the project where we have made the most important progress, and we will continue along this path. And we will intensify the implementation of other projects in our strategy. To that end, we need Dev's and Fatima's help because they are the leaders of these projects and they are part of this strategy or strategic committee. However, we will also count on Umberto and Alberto so that we can count on you. I think these are part of the important elements of At Large and Lacralo. That is, you have geographic diversity and footprint. I believe that this diversity that you have and that ICANN has is really priceless, and this is something that we need to build upon to move forward with the projects of this organization. We have one more person in our staff. He is from Bolivia. He is based in La Paz. His name is Rodrigo Saucedo. 100% of his time is devoted to helping community projects in line with our strategy. So Fatima, Dev, and of course myself, we offer our help and support to that end. I don't want to take away any more of your time. I really want to wish you all the best for this General Assembly. I hope you will be very wise and show wisdom in order to move forward. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Rodrigo de la Parra, for your presentation. Now we will move forward with the agenda. 7 minutes ago, Carlos Vera from ISOC Ecuador, he sent a proxy to Alejandro Pisanti. And even though the proxy was sent when the GA started, I would like to ask whether there is any problem in validating this proxy. If there is any objection, please raise your hand. I see there is no objection. So, Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you very much. I didn't receive the message, so I do accept the proxy. My name is Alejandro Pisanti. I accept the proxy. And if there are other organizations incorporating, we need to take into account that the proxy is valid from the time it's being incorporated. So if the agenda is adopted, and well, that it will be taken, and we would have to take into account from that onwards. Fatima, please proceed with your comment. Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Fatima Cambronero for the record. I second Alejandro's motion, and I want to that with the same criteria, we accept the proxy from ISOC Venezuela being discussed on the AC room because they are requesting that proxy. So if we are going to accept that, please let's use the same criteria. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Who is the proxy being given to? Fatima Cambronero speaking. No, it is not being provided because they were told that it was not possible. So please let's shed some light on that, on this. Carlton Samuels, please, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. This is Carlton Samuels for the record. The rules require that the proxy be sent to the Secretariat. That is the rule. And as long as the Secretariat accepts the proxy, and we accept the proxy is valid.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Carlton, for your clarification. I agree with you. Therefore, if Holmes Kipps would like to send his proxy through the AC room, well, but when it comes to me, I will say that and understand that this is valid. So please, this will be valid as long as I know about it. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Humberto. I think that should be sent by email. The proxy should be sent by email so that we can identify the person sending the proxy. Humberto speaking. Okay, so I would ask to I would ask Mr. Hodkin to send the proxy by email by to my private email. This is Humberto @gmail.com gmail.com. Now we will proceed with the agenda. The third item on the agenda is the following. There is a procedure to determine the way to reach consensus with regards to ALEC's opinion to certify an ALS. This proposal has been prepared by our chair, Alberto Soto, and he will explain. Sorry, the first one would be the procedure to determine consensus to accreditate an ALS according to ALAC. That was a document prepared by you, so I understand that this is to start the debate. This is Alberto Soto for the records. We had many problems. We performed an analysis of the minimum criteria that ALAC has to accept an ALS. From that analysis, well, I will try to read the conclusions so that we can summarize and make the most of the time that we have. Among the requirements, we have commitment for participation, and this means that the ALS, that the future ALS, the candidate to be certified, should have a bylaw reflecting commitment with the end user. It should have presence on internet, for example, a blog, a web page to exchange ideas. Then it should have active participation in policymaking and activities. In its bylaw, they should state their organization and they should allow the end user participation in their region with the inclusive character. And if there are end users in other regions that belong to that ALS, that is not an impediment. The bylaws should state the goals, the groups, the leadership mechanisms, and other mechanisms. They should commit or have their participation according to the rules stated for the region. According to this analysis, there is a proposal, which is the proposal to give an opinion before ALAC. You will have the document either in English or in Spanish. It's a document without title. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Sorry. The document reads Analysis for the Minimum Criteria of an ALS. And there you have in English the English version, which is Analysis of the Minimum Criteria for an At-Large Structure. Alberto Soto speaking. So the procedure has or includes all I have said. If we have consensus, I continue with the procedure. If there is consensus, Lagrallo can contact the organization to have the necessary clarification in relation to the nature of the organization to certify the ALS. In case there is any doubt, an inclusive criteria should be taken into account. If in the future these doubts are clarified, and these are a cause for no accreditation, the de-accreditation could be requested. If there is no consensus, a vote should be carried out to define the process for certification. This will be solved according to the majorities established in the Lagrallo rules of procedures. This should be adopted within the period that Lagrallo should proceed or provide its opinion. Once ALAC has provided its positive opinion or it is the responsibility of the chair and the secretary of Lagrallo that the new ALS becomes aware that it is its participation must be in accordance with the rules established in the region. Humberto speaking. I would like to ask you, Alberto Soto, your objective is to open the debate for this proposal because we, taking into account the scope of this or the extent of this, we cannot make a resolution. Alberto Soto speaking, I leave it up to you, Mr. Chair. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Before giving the floor to you, I would like to say that I understand that this is a proposal that will be open for discussion, but this should not be or not necessarily should be solved or taken into in this assembly. I will give the floor to you and then Sergio Salinas and Carlos Aguirres. I am Carlos Gutierrez, ISOC Costa Rica. Mr. Alberto, I would say that we should adopt as a title the title of the agenda as it is stated on the agenda. I think it is point item number 3. Humberto speaking, it is item number 3. So we can refer to the document with the title stated on the agenda, item 3, so that we can provide a deadline for comments. But I do not have any or do not need any deadline to give this information to the ISACs. Humberto Carrasco speaking. So I will now take the comments by Carlos Sergio Salinas and Carlos Aguirre before going or expressing a proposal for the deadline. Sergio Salinas, you have the floor. Go ahead. This is Sergio Salinas speaking. Thank you for sending this document to be debated. I don't think we have enough time to debate the document. We need to take into account certain things that we are not taking into account right now. For example, the relationship of the ALSs with the ISP registry, registrars, that should be also taken into account for the to accept an ALS. So I propose that these should be sent to the governance working group where we are dealing with these topics so that this can be considered and then decide upon this on an electronic voting. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chair. The comments made by my colleagues have covered my idea, but I think we should set a deadline, not too long, because the proposal is clear. Perhaps we should add the other topics or points and make a decision by an electronic vote so that we can analyze this and then refer this information to our chapters. Humberto Carrasco speaking, Alejandro Pisanti, you have the floor, and then Fatima. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto. Perhaps this debate may lead us to the to Sergio Salinas' proposal to refer this this work or this proposal to the governance working group, understanding or seeing that this group will issue a proposal and then this proposal will be debated and voted. In order to help Sergio with the list of entities that should they should work with, of course, we need to take into account government and state organizations. These bring us back to the foundation of the non-commercial domain name constituency, and some academic organizations and research organizations in other countries, especially in Latin America, belong to the government. They're state-run organizations, and they're independent from the government, and this is significant. This is the case, at least, for most of, or for many of us who participate here representing these organizations. So I believe we should explore certain cases so that we can understand this, because we have seen that the criteria, being applied have existed for a long time, and they have to do with the interpretation and the understanding and the collection of information where we have found some differences. Humberto speaking. Fatima, Dev, and depending on the time, we will have time for just one further intervention before going to the next item on the agenda. Fatima Cambronero speaking. I would like to second Carlos Gutierrez's motion to have a longer time period. And I would like to say that we are in a general assembly, and for motions to be valid, they must be second. Humberto Carrasco speaking. That's right. Devan Antilaxin, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Devan Antilaxin speaking. You know, I have the same, I don't know why sometimes things get complex. I think maybe one of the simpler things that I was thinking of when I was when this topic was brought up was that we tend to keep this organization at such a far distance. And, you know, when I heard that Lakwalo was submitting on its word banner promoting inclusiveness, my thinking was that, well, the simple thing would be to invite that organization on a conference call, be it a Lakwalo monthly call, and so that organization can give a little chat about themselves and the other and get to know the other organizations so that, you know, they are included. So, you know, this kind of a procedural... you know, keep them at arm's length, you know, far away, or put up when, you know, it doesn't exactly, doesn't sound very inviting. So that would be my modification, but I think I heard a suggestion, I believe, from Sergio that this should be referred to the governance working groups for further analysis and study, and I would support that.
Muchas gracias. Ahora usted puede...
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Sergio Salinas. You have the floor. This is Sergio Salinas speaking. Thank you, Chair. I would like to ask Alejandro if he would kindly send me these points he raised to my email address or to the governance working group email. Thank you. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, Diego, I apologize. You will be the last speaker now, because if not, we will not be able to address the other items on our agenda. Diego, you have the floor. This is Diego speaking. I second the motion to send this document to the governance working group. Comments off microphone. Diego speaking, in accordance to the bylaws. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Diego. So, in my capacity as the General Assembly Chair, I propose that this document be sent to the Governance Working Group that, in turn, will have to establish a timeline and procedures for discussion and comment. In view of the foregoing, I do not want us to set any deadlines because I believe this is a delicate topic that has to be analyzed and voted upon as appropriate. Therefore, I propose that in terms of formalities and timelines, this should be resolved or decided upon by the Governance Working Group. Those in agreement of this, please raise your hands. Humberto Carrasco speaking. There is a majority, so this point is approved. This topic will be forwarded to the Governance Working Group that will decide upon the procedure to address this topic. We will now move on to item number 4 on our agenda, that is the procedure to issue a Lacrallo declaration on an issue of interest. This draft document was prepared by Fatima Cambronero, and I will give the floor to her so that she can summarize this proposal. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you, Chair. The document is called Lacrallo Proposal for the drafting, issuing, and publication of statements or declarations. I will try to summarize this document so as to make it clear that what I tried to include in this document is something that we do in practice every time we have to prepare a statement. The first part has to do or deals with the procedures we have in Lacrallo, that is face-to-face meetings, conference calls, email messages, wikis, workspaces, working groups, and other methods considered appropriate by Lacrallo and accessible to its members. Now, if we focus on the procedure, Lacrallo will issue statements on topics to be considered by the people or persons enumerated here, first by the Lacrallo members, then the Lacrallo representatives to the ALAC, and then by members of the at-large community. If there is a request for a Lacrallo declaration or statement, it will have to meet these requirements. 3.1 indicates that it shall be clear and concise. That is, it shall clearly and concisely state the topic that is going to be addressed or discussed by Lacrallo. Point 3.2 indicates that the person requesting the drafting of a Lacrallo declaration shall indicate whether that person volunteers as the pen holder for that statement. If not, that role will be delegated to the Lacrallo chair or secretariat or to any other Lacrallo member that is interested in performing that role. The role of the pen holder will include the edition and presentation of the final version of the text that will be shared for approval and subject to the approval of all the members as the Lacrallo official position. 3.2.2 says that comments by Lacrallo members shall focus on the topic being addressed and within or as far as possible, phrases or paragraphs shall be written so that they can replace those upon which there is no agreement. 3.3.3 deals with the request. I don't know if I will have enough time to read this entire point. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Just a summary, Fatima, please. Fatima speaking. The idea is that once this draft is presented, then the chair and the Lacrallo Secretariat can set a deadline according to what other at-large communities have done. or in any other ICANN communities. Once that deadline to receive comments or to post comments expires, then if there are no strong oppositions arguing or objections arguing or against the final agreed upon draft, then consensus will be reached. And if there is an objection to this text, that objection will not be a LaCralo official position. Also, the LaCralo chair and secretariat will keep a record of these statements, these LaCralo statements or declarations, and a record of the persons acting as pen holders and giving or making comments on the different proposals. As this text, as you did not read this text in advance and the English version was not available, probably, then, for the record, this is a draft proposal subject to further discussion within LaCralo that can be voted on or approved. We hope that it can be approved by consensus so that we can institutionalize what we have been doing in practice. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Fatima. I want to say that, indeed, neither staff nor we did have the time to translate this document into English. So by virtue of the same rule, 11.2 in our bylaws, this was not shared in the relevant or corresponding language with due advance. So my proposal is that this should be translated into English so that our friends from the Caribbean have enough time to read the document with the chair. We will set a deadline. We will receive comments. And after that, an online voting will start. Sergio Bronstein, you have the floor. Sergio Bronstein speaker. This is a minor detail, but it has to do with formalities. Every document should have a glossary, because if we are seeking or aiming at being inclusive and promoting internal debate, then using glossaries will make it easier to understand the documents. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Sergio. Diego Acostas, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Diego Acostas speaking. I second that motion because member interaction is very difficult at the beginning, especially because of the acronyms. Humberto Carrasco for the records. Diego, can you please make it clear, what do you mean? What motion do you second? Because it's not clear. Diego speaking. I second Sergio Bronstein's motion. Humberto Carrasco speaking, Carlos Gutierrez, and then Mr. Pisanti, you have the floor. Carlos Gutierrez speaking. I appreciate the point of clarification by our colleague from Ecuador regarding acronyms and not any other points. Alejandro Pisanti takes the floor. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. In any case, regardless of the motion that moves forward and regardless of its content, I suggest that we should be certain about the procedures so that even if this is addressed by the governance working group or not, we all have the necessary deadlines or sufficient timelines to proceed to a voting. Along the same lines, I believe it's relevant that the chair and the secretariat should have an administrative function, or rather should focus on time management. That is Alberto's area of expertise. So, because we will be sending plenty of motions to the chair and the secretariat to be addressed. So I suggest that they should be addressed in an orderly fashion, although the discussion periods pertaining to each motions may overlap. Well, we are not forced to address everything at the same time. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. I agree with your proposal. Fatima has the floor. Go ahead, please. Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you, Chair. I agree in that we have to specify or explain acronyms in order to be inclusive, but there is an acronyms list available within ICANN, and the wiki space has been opened, and we can contribute to that glossary. Lacralo or at-large members with a user account in the wiki can contribute to that list, and that will help us all. It'll be beneficial to all of us so that we can keep learning and enlarge upon this inventory. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Sergio Bronston, you have the floor. Oh, you did not ask for the floor. Okay. Humberto Carrasco speaking. I do not want to keep enlarging upon, or rather, I do not want to send this topic to the governance working group, because it seems that every time we have a document to be approved, we followed customary procedures. So my proposal is that the chair and the secretariat, once we have the correct translation into English, they should set deadlines in order to receive comments. And after comments have been received, a final version of this document will be drafted, and it will be voted upon by Lacralo, by its members. And also, on the basis of Mr. Pisanti's very appropriate suggestion, well, we will have to avoid important topics being discussed at the same time in order to avoid overlap and an overload of work, and so as to participate properly. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. Comment off microphone. Alberto Soto speaking. I second the chair's motion. Humberto Carrasco speaking. With that, may we have approval by show of hands, please? Humberto Carrasco speaking. The motion carries. So once we have the English translation, procedures and timelines will be determined by the Lacralo chair and secretariat. We will focus on item number 5, that is a procedure to improve participation of ALSs in Lacralo and ICANN. This was drafted by Mr. Alberto Soto, who will summarize this proposal. Alberto, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you. I am not going to read this document, but briefly, I will say that we face an issue and a challenge that is participation. Participation. I have posted this on the list. I received some criticism still to be confirmed, but I believe that this is an important topic, or so I was told by everybody before the GA. The title of this document is Proposed Metrics for Active Participation in Lacralo. This will take a little bit longer than we initially thought. And I want to say the following. As other RALOs, we have to aim at defining active participation. So it is not enough to attend a meeting. We also need to give our opinion. Implementing these metrics is quite difficult, but we have to try. We have to give it a try. In this case, we are speaking about percentage of participation in monthly meetings. We are also considering the person or individual and the organization they belong to. Finally, in terms of individuals, these metrics will enable us to see the following. For example, if we have a special trip within the crop program, which we intend to use, and we intend to use ICANN's budgets for specific purposes. So if there is any such specific trip, then the person with the highest or best metrics scores will be the person chosen to go on that trip, to make that trip, because active participation is training that person and giving that person information. I repeat, I will not read the entire document, but participation refers to the organization, to the ALS, to keeping the certification of being decertified as an ALS, and also it refers to individuals and whether they can participate within the organization and within ICANN. Humberto Carrasco speaking. I want to make it clear that this document has been translated with Google Translate or Google Translation. Excuse me. I will finish this comment, this point, and then I will give the floor to Mr. Carlton Samuels and Sergio Salinas. Again, I was saying that this document was not officially translated, so we will work on that and we will submit it for discussion. Before that, I will give the floor to Mr. Carlton.
Thank you, Chair Carlton Samuels, for the record. I am particularly concerned with this paper, and I quite understand why Alberta would want to see participation increase. There are a couple of things that I need to point out to you that you have to take into consideration. First of all, in the membership, it's an at-large structure, not a person, an at-large structure. That's the first one. So when you delimit to the person, you are literally talking something different, because an at-large structure can have several representatives. So it's an at-large structure. And in the very final stanza, you said that the person would be disqualified from running from any office in ICANN. You might need to clarify that and look at it again. Well, maybe it's the translation that's wrong. I don't know, but my translation says that the member cannot run for any office in ICANN if they are disqualified. ICANN, it's not Lacrallo. ICANN. And you're saying the member, and again, it's the at-large structure that's the member, not the person. You can't disqualify a person from running for any office in ICANN. You can disqualify the at-large structure, but not the person.
Muchas gracias.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Mr. Samuels. Sergio Salinas Porto, you have the floor. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Chair. I have to agree with my friend Carlton. And I must also thank Alberto for drafting this document and sending it to the Governance Working Group in a timely manner so that we could read it and study it and work on it. I believe that we still cannot resolve this issue because it is still under discussion. So my proposal is that with the input of all the persons or people that can give us input, well, we can continue studying this and submit it to a vote, or maybe we can reach consensus very quickly. Thank you.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio Salinas Porto. I will give the floor to Mr. Gutierrez. Mr. Gutierrez speaking. I would like to second Mr. Porto's motion because we need to add some considerations. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Lance, you have the floor. Please go ahead.
I imagine that's a goal. Through the chair, the only comment I would like to make, which hopefully will be considered by the Governance Committee, is most of us would know that for the past couple of days that we've been here, there's been concern raised about lack of participation, especially in the in the railroads in the south. And there is constant conversation about awareness and training and an orientation on what have you. I think I understand the paper in principle. However, if I had to apply this, I would want to be satisfied that all efforts were made to do the awareness, the orientation. There are many reasons why people don't participate. And certainly, as we have to say in another forum, certainly in the Caribbean, and I imagine in Latin America as well, there are two tracks. There is the ICANN internet track, and then there's the ICT track, and both those are happening at the same time. And sometimes that distinction is not clear. So certainly, if we're going to apply rules, and this is understandable, but it should either be in conjunction with the orientation program or after the orientation program. Thank you, Chair.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Lance. There are two proposals. Sorry, Raul Bauer is requesting the floor, so you have the floor. Raul Bauer speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto. I understand and I share, due to my background, metrics are something that we engineers like. But when I listen to people talking about metrics, in this case, when we speak about participation, I believe that in the situation that we are now living in ICANN, we need to add another concept to the assessment or evaluation of ALSs. We do not only need participation. Of course, we do need participation, and all the efforts being made are well taken, but we also need representation. And it may be the case that some of these good ideas that we have to measure participation may be scaring certain ALSs that should be represented here. Thank you. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Raul. Now we give the floor to Alejandro Pisanti. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Without being so much complicated, because we can get complicated when we speak about metrics. So among the metrics that we should not put aside, we need to take into account contribution. We mentioned participation, which is, of course, of vital importance. And as Raul Bauer says, I think it is important to consider representation. But, of course, we will have to debate about that because conditions may vary according to the organizations and countries. But contribution or input should be another criteria. Organizations or the ALSs should be mature and should evolve in their participation and representation, and this should be reflected on the fact that they are more competent to provide input to the most important policies within ICANN. I have made some reviews of the lists and of discussion lists and archives that we have during a period of 1 year, for example. And it is remarkable that we can have three types of contributions or written inputs recorded in the mailing list, those coming from or referred to procedures, bylaws, those related to the important topics of the policies, for example, an expression coming from Lagralo, and those related to certain topics, such as voting, expectations, positions, and those related to participation in public events or the organization of different activities in the event. And the importance of these types of participations does not give a favorable image. So we need to use simple metrics, objective metrics, and see and change the proportion or percentage of these participation rates so that those that are oriented to contribution or to the provision of comments should be more complete, participatory, and with a greater vision for the future. and we should also have more participation in the list. This is a possible matrix. This is a simplified matrix, and we may run the risk of different interpretations. But what we need to measure here is contribution, the input provided. And we have observed during our Atlas meeting that we have a diversity in participation. And I think we would be prouder in La Grallo if we could, comparing with other associations, show that we have moved forward and we are continually moving forward in these three metrics or levels of participation. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. And to move forward, I need to say that this is a very important topic. If we can regulate this, we will be one of the first railroads introducing regulation in terms of active participation. So I would like to highlight that the comments being made are very good comments. These are comments that should be included in the governance working group when this topic will be debated. That's the based on my proposal, that this topic be referred to the governance working group, because the proposal for matrix comes from the governance working group, and that they set the way and the deadline for debate and voting. And I would like to say that this certification for non-participation is necessary, but also incentives are necessary. The punishment or sanction should be the last resource that we resort to after making all possible efforts to achieve a better participation. So I repeat my proposal in the sense that this topic should be referred to the governance working group to have the corresponding translations for this to be in all the languages so that everyone can participate in the discussion and that the governance working group may then set the way and deadline for the discussion of the proposal. If you agree with this, sorry, there are two other people. Okay, we will give the floor to two other speakers and Humberto Carrasco speaking. Sorry, I made a mistake. Natalia and Humberto, they want to take the floor. Natalia, please. This is Natalia Enciso for the records. Since we are talking about or listening to Lance and Alejandro's considerations, I think everything can be summed up to improve participation for trainings, as you said before. And as we always say, since the Costa Rica GA, the capacity building cycles were started in our calls. And we have a meeting with people from I Can Learn to see the advancements for the course. And we have requested them to send information and the links. So we want to tell you that the course is almost finished. In our next monthly call, we have invited Jeff for him to introduce the course so that we can have learn about this course. So I would like to propose that within the metrics, it should be a right to have these capacity building cycles and not only an obligation, and that this be taken into account. Thank you. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Now I will give the floor to Alberto Soto and then Johnny Laureano. Alberto Soto speaking. I started with my speech saying that this was a topic, and I am happy to have said that the first solution that we have found with Alberto was training. We do not have time in this GA to produce what we have talked with Humberto, but the most important thing is training, and based on that, everything else will be developed. I didn't say to decertify NLAs is possible or viable because we had ALSs that had not participated for 3 years. For example, ALAC decertified an ALS a week ago, and there is one in our region that is in the process of decertification. But we had also saved an ALS whose representative was the one who was not active. And when we requested then information, there was another representative. And she said,
No, we didn't know that this was happening, but we want to continue. And we had to request ALAC within the decertification process that we were committing ourselves to reintegrate the ALS into our region. So we are working for that. Now, when it comes to individuals, even though we cannot ban anything, it is, of course, obvious that I am not going to decertify Carlton Samuels after all he has done. But Carlton Samuels started many years ago to walk this ICANN path. And what did he firstly receive? Training. And if he cannot comply with the metrics, nobody will say Carlton Samuels should be deleted from our list. We know that he's working very hard for us. So these are the considerations and points that we must take into account in our work, either in the governance working group or the group in charge for that. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Johnny Laureano has the floor. This is Johnny Laureano speaking. This is Johnny Laureano for the records. When we refer to metrics, I understand we are talking about indicators. In this case, participation indicators. We have been working during some time on certain things, but we were not able to move forward. And this is the question of why we have been working on the participation of so many ALSs, but there are ALSs that do not participate. Why they do not participate in a working group, or why they do not provide their own proposals. But could it be that there are certain topics that are not of interest for ALSs, or that they do not have the same priority? So I would like to invite you to consider a topic that was once taken into account. Participating in a meeting could be very exhausting and not that challenging. So what do we need? From my point of view, I think we need to take these metrics into account based on Alejandro Pisante's work in terms of strategic planning for the Lacarallo region. We need some orientation in this respect so as to take these metrics into account and to guide these metrics, because otherwise I believe they will lack the objective and the goal to incentivate ALSs, and not only ALSs, but also individuals in the regions, because they do have the right to participate. So, for those who will be in charge of developing these metrics, please take into account or add or incorporate what has been done in terms of the strategic objectives of the regions, and that they incorporate now the issues related to the transition of the IANA functions, because the previous plan did not take into account this point, this thing, or this point of view. Thank you.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Johnny. I will now give the floor to Dev Anand, Tilak Singh. He will be the last speaker on this topic because we need to move forward. Go ahead, Ted, please.
Thank you. David Antilaxing speaking. One thing about metrics, and I think I mentioned this before on a Lacarallo of a monthly conference call, is that there's two questions that needs to be asked. Who exactly is going to be compiling these statistics within Lacarallo? Because that is going to be a significant task. Okay, so that's point one. And if the answer to point one is certain, then I would suggest that as a analysis, and this will be good for the actually for all in Lacarallo, actually not just the governance working group, to actually do the analysis. Let's do the analysis of all the persons in Lacarallo and see what the statistics will show. And I think some will be very surprised to see that I would say out of in this entire room, probably three quarters, even higher, will probably not match these statistics and are deemed inactive or not participating enough. So I will suggest that, you know, that the analysis for this metrics analysis be done first, and then look at the trends, and then decide on what are these thresholds that you are trying to set. So that's my comment.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Dev. We will take your comment. Your point is well taken. Alejandro Pisante, you have 30 seconds. Alejandro Pisante speaking. For Dev's peace of mind, we have several alternatives. Anyone compiling statistics will share them with the community. They will be subject to the community's agreement or disagreement. And then we will have peer review. This is what we do in the academia, and I think we are all ready to live with that. And of course, first of all, we need to decide what metrics we will be using on the basis of the legitimacy criteria he was mentioning. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Lance, you have the floor.
And continue to argue the point that if you don't train first, all of this is moot. We've got to find a way to do the orientation first. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Lance. My proposal as the chair of this meeting is to send this to the governance working group that analyzes the procedure or how to do this. And I believe that the governance working group will issue a new call for members. I think that there are more people interested in joining the group, probably because the group will be addressing more interesting topics or important topics. So my proposal is, let us defer this to the governance working group to focus on how to address this issue. May I see approval by show of hands, please. Humberto Carrasco speaking. There is agreement, so this is carried. This is approved. The governance working group will take care of this topic. We will now address item 6 on the agenda, that is the proposal to harmonize or unify the English and Spanish versions of the rules of procedure because there are discrepancies between both versions. I have to say that these documents were drafted several years ago. It is my understanding that Dev and somebody else drafted these documents, and then there was a translation working group working on these documents, and these documents were approved. So, Dev, if you could please give us a summary of this topic. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Devanand Tilaksing speaking. When I was the secretariat in Lakralu, I was looking at the various rules of procedure. And I began to notice discrepancies, I think as early as like late 2009, 2010. And what I have done, I had these discrepancies noted between the English and Spanish versions. These motions, and which you should have a handout here now, and that's been posted at least 2 or 3 years now, to really harmonize the differences. So just to go to what the changes are, is that there's a discrepancy in rules 7.3 of the ROP. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but so it's the also to update the numbering of rule 8.1. I realize the headings aren't printed properly here, so now I'm scanning this thing carefully. So 7.3, 8.1, 1A. And then 8.2. Yeah, and 8.2. But I'm not seeing the actual heading there. So, yes, with proposal to update the 8.2 in Spanish version to conform to the wording of 8.2 in English version. And also to update the rule 11.2 in the Spanish version to conform with the rule 11.2 in the English version. And update the numbering of rule 11.2. and
11.3.
Yeah.
Well,
and then,
11,
yeah, I think what's happened now, I now see what's happened. This thing was double translated twice, and now begin to see what happened, even though I had done the translation once. So I'm seeing double of each things here. So the fifth one was to update rule 14.4, okay, which was the to harmonize the difference between the English and Spanish versions of that rule, which is the fifth one, and I think that's it, yes.
Muchas gracias, Deb.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Deb. Before I give the floor to another speaker, you were saying that there are several documents about this or on this topic. The latest one is from the Translation Working Group. Deb mentioned that this was translated twice, but clearly, the essence of this issue is clear in that there are discrepancies. So I believe it is relevant to approve this in order to avoid any misunderstanding, especially when we proceed to a vote. I believe that clarifying content is not harmful at all or to anyone. So I second this motion, so to speak, because it is pending or it has been pending or outstanding since the Costa Rica GA. Carlos, you have the floor, and then Alberto. Carlos speaking. I think this is a very important topic. Multilingualism has made a lot of progress within ICANN. However, prior translations, before having these centralized multilingual services, the prior translations are quite a bit different. I must say that in the accountability and transparency review team too, I suffered this or I endured this. However, I cannot choose one language over another without a prior analysis. And please, after the chair sets the right timeline, we should circulate this information electronically for the sake of comparison. I agree, we do have all the information here right now, but we need to proceed to a quick comparison and to determine which language which shall prevail. Will we have one language next, side by side, with an explanation at the end of the document, but we need to expedite the electronic distribution of all this material in one single document, please. And I volunteer to work on this topic if the chair agrees. I volunteer my help on this point. Thank you. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. This has been on a website for a long, long time. There was a working group working on this topic, and I had only one doubt that was cleared. What was the point of having what was the difference between participating as an observer or not? I do not remember the exact wording, but it was very clear to me that that kind of participation enables someone to have a voice but not a voting right. So I second the motion to approve this right here in this General Assembly. I insist, I'm sorry for insisting, this has been dealt with. There is a working group supporting this work. And we are a multilingual region, so the documents should be in all the languages of the region. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Mr. Alberto Soto. Carlos, you have the floor. Excuse me. Somebody else was asking for the floor. No? Okay. So I would like to reply to Carlos. There are two reasons, although I can put this proposal to a vote, I agree with Alberto Soto because our bylaws do not indicate or establish that one language shall prevail over another one. So to accept your proposal, we should reform or amend our bylaws, and that is quite a more serious topic. So maybe this proposal can be taken over by another working group for a later period. So I think it does no harm to anyone to approve this proposal, because it is clarifying, this document is clarifying. So if we want to say that one language will prevail over another one, well, that may be dealt with by a future working group. That's my view. José Ovidio Salgueiro, you have the floor. José Ovidio Salgueiro speaking. I see, or I understand this in the following way. Even if we go to great lengths to harmonize both versions so that they are exactly the same, it is very difficult for them to be exactly the same or to be interpreted by people speaking different languages without any difference of interpretation at all. And the way I understand the proposal, and it doesn't require any bylaws amendment in my view, is as follows. Maybe, and we do this in contracts or agreements in general, maybe what we can say is that the version in a specific language is the version that will be taken into consideration when it comes to interpreting the document. So maybe we can have that as a specific point. It doesn't mean in any way or manner that one language prevails in La Crallo. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. Carlos, you have the floor. Carlos speaking. That was a procedural aspect I was raising. I am not a lawyer, but when we work in two languages in contracts or agreements, there is a clause or article that establishes which document in which language will prevail. Humberto Carrasco speaking, Alejandro Pisanti, and then Sergio Salinas Porto will take the floor. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I'm sorry. I think I turned off my mic before you turned off yours. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. It is worth remembering that documents to be approved or adopted by ICANN will have to be in English in their official version. I see this is complex. We do not have an official language. I don't think that we should start working on committees to address this topic. This requires a far deeper analysis or reflection. In our region, we speak approximately 8 official languages, 6 to 8, and 3 of those languages are dominant languages, one of them being English, but it's not the native language of the majority of the population, at least. So I do not think that we should decide today that everyone should communicate in the majority language or the language spoken by the majority of the population, because that will require many people adopting a second language. So I don't think we have to stress the need to communicate in the languages or in several languages. We need to stress communication. We need more staff support. We need to emphasize the work of the volunteers, because many times discussion papers can be more easily translated. The point is that the community speaking any language, but the community you want to address, has to pay attention to what you have to say, regardless of the language that they speak, be it English or Spanish. So the community has to be receptive. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Somebody else had asked for the floor. Sergio Salinas Porto, you have the floor. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the records. Thank you, Chair. Argentina is beating Nigeria 3-2, by the way, but I wanted to ask for a point of clarification. Can you clarify or make this motion clear so that we know, or we have this motion clear before proceeding to a vote? Humberto Carrasco speaking. The motion I am putting forth is the following. I would like us to approve the harmonization of the discrepancies between the English and Spanish versions of this text so as to move forward in terms of the discrepancies, because the discrepancies are really, really noticeable. In one of the versions, it says majority, and in the other version, it says simple majority. So it changes the sense or the meaning. Also, my proposal is to create or set up a group in order to determine if we amend or reform our bylaws, if there were any conflict among these versions, and decide which language will prevail. I am Eric Iriarte, Humberto Carrasco. I'm sorry, Eric, you need to ask for the floor. You have the floor now. Go ahead, please. Eric Iriarte speaking. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This was written in Spanish. The bylaws were written in Spanish. I wrote that document, and Ricardo Ricciardi wrote it. We wrote that in Spanish. That was the initial version. Jacqueline was in charge of the initial translation, or I think it was Carlton. I don't remember who was in charge of the initial translation into English. But the version that was debated in Buenos Aires before drafting the bylaws, and I think Carlos Aguirre was there, was the version in Spanish. Not because Spanish is a better language because Spanish speakers drafted the document, and that is the version we worked on. So if there are any discrepancies among these versions, I apologize for not reviewing that at that time, but Spanish should prevail because that is the way in which this document was drafted. It was debated in Spanish. The Spanish version was debated. And when it was approved, the debate was carried out in Spanish in Sao Paulo with simultaneous interpretation. And my mistake as the chair of the session at that point in time was that I did not review the English version. I had never heard of such noticeable discrepancies. Of course, somebody, I think it's Carlos from Costa Rica, did a very good job in comparing these versions.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. So to avoid any discussion or any argument, Before you take the floor, it is me who gives the floor. So please, now I will give the floor to Adida and then Devan Antilaxin. Okay? Who was first? Okay, Aida, you have the floor. This is Aida Noblia speaking. What I see is that there are two issues. It is not a matter of choosing one language or the other, which is the first language or the second. In fact, it is a question of knowing the knowledge that has been approved. According to Eric's comment, the contact approved was in Spanish. So it is not that we are electing or choosing one language or the other. A contact was approved, and both the content should be the same in both languages. This is what I want to state. I think it is important that we focus on the content in both languages, because otherwise we will be choosing or picking up one language without any foundation. The content, as I said before, should be on both languages in the same way. The content should be the same. I didn't have the chance of analyzing the document, but one thing is to address someone, and a different thing is to participate in something. So what is what we need to take into account? This is, for me, the most important point. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Dev, this is your last, this will be your last, the last intervention, because then we need to start with the voting. Go ahead, Dev.
David Antilaxing speaking. Eric, I think there's some misconceptions here, and I just want to correct them. First of all, the operating principles, what you're referring to is when the operating principles and the MOU were signed in Sao Paulo in December 2006. What this is referring to is the rules of procedure, which was adopted in 2007 in Puerto Rico. So, and just to bring up how the discrepancies occurred, how it happened was that the drafting was the English was the rules of procedure was being worked on then, and Spanish was working on simultaneously. I was in that room at that time. I was not an officer, but I was in the room at the time. So we had an English version and a Spanish version, and it was a very laborious process. You know, I don't think we've seen any of the other meetings of the ICANN meeting except for that room over several days. And what happened, though, was that when the changes were approved on the English, it was assigned to persons in Lacroix to update the text in Spanish. And that's where the mistakes occurred, because it did not take the English changes into account. And that's why we have the discrepancy. So that's why these are the motions to harmonize the rules of procedure, not the operating principles.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. For the sake of time, I won't be giving the floor to you, Alejandro. I'm sorry, Alejandro. The proposal is this: to harmonize the English and Spanish versions of the rules of procedures. And this is the proposal. Then we will see how we can solve the problem if there is a future language. But we're not going to vote this right now. This is my proposal. So please, if you agree in harmonizing the discrepancies in the Spanish and English versions of the rules of procedure, please say that by a show of hands. Eric Uriarte speaking. I would like to have very clear in mind what we are deciding upon. You are talking about harmonization, but which is the basic document, the base document, because the operating principal document was also written in Spanish. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Eric, we have a document with both versions that are unified. Eric, there is a document with both versions. Humberto Carrasco for the records. There was a document circulated with both versions, unified in English and Spanish, so both versions are being amended or unified at the same time. You said that that was from Spanish into English. So you say that what we are doing now is from English into Spanish. Eric Uriarte, I totally understand what you say, and I correct myself if I was misunderstood, but I would like to say that the basic documents, the base documents, are written in Spanish because they were written in that language, in Spanish. At that point in time, those were at that time, we wrote those documents in Spanish. Humberto Carrasco speaking. I would like to ask for a point of order, and this point of order has to do with documents. And the documents, if documents are going to be modified in Spanish or in English, should be voted upon in the General Assembly, and there is a structured procedure to vote on the statutory procedures.
Word to Carter Samuels.
Thank you, Chair. I am agreeing with Eric in one aspect of it, that you could have the documents, the vote, you should have a vote to have the documents harmonized. That's fine. But I really would want to correct this idea that the document was one, it started in Spanish only. That's not how it went. We had two separate drafting teams. We were between back and forth. We were supposed to have the harmonization at that time. It was a poor job of translation. That's what it was.
Bueno.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. So Eric proposed a motion, an order motion, but you have
proposed that after my motion, so I would like to vote on that. I propose to vote first if you disagree with my position. Please, those who agree with the harmonization of the rules, please raise your hand. Humberto Carrasco speaking. The proposal is, I want to speak, first of all. The proposal was to approve this document being presented, to harmonize this document, and we have circulated among the documents that you have. You have the rules of procedures. You have the rules in both languages, in Spanish and English, so that you can compare the documents, and you also have the documents that are being amended. Carlos speaking. We have a problem. The documents have no date and no title, so I was just looking for that clarification, that we are talking about the document, this document, so we need to put a title to the document and a date and who submitted the document, and I agree with that. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sierra Vivanco speaking. Please, I would like to remind you to state your name before speaking. Otherwise, in the transcription, there will be just a man or woman, and no name will appear, and nobody will know who has spoken. Thank you. Humberto Carrasco speaking. So I reiterate the proposal. The title of the document, the motion is to approve or reject the proposal to harmonize the English and Spanish versions of the rules of procedure. Okay. So, if you agree, please raise your hand so that we can harmonize both documents. Thank you very much. The motion is carried. Let's move forward. So congratulations, because we have taken 4 years to harmonize the rules. Now, number 7, proposal of recruitment program to involve more ALSs in La Gralo. Please, Alberto, you have 10 minutes. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I will take less time, because this topic was already informed in the mailing list. I have sent reports, and the proposal here is exactly or similar to the report. So we should try to cover all the countries, at least having one ALS. We have started with Bolivia. Bolivia was already covered, but the program started before. Bolivia, Haiti, Dominican Republic. According to Rodrigo, and I didn't thank him for having paid the translation, but he told me that it was a huge success. And I told him that as long as we don't have an ALS, there will be no success. I see many people have participated, but only a few have read the documents. It will take more than 10 minutes to read this, so I suggest, for the sake of time, to give some time to read this, and then we proceed with an electronic vote. Humberto Carrasco speaking. So I second Alberto Soto's motion, so that this proposal will be published or posted on the wiki page. It is already posted, but it should be in both languages, so it is not officially posted in English. So as to comply with the bylaws, we need to wait for this being posted in English. And once that is done, we will set the deadlines for the comments, and then the proposal will be put for a vote. That is the proposal. Is there anyone who would like to make a comment about this topic? No. Okay. So the proposal is being put forth a vote. The proposal is that the proposal of a recruitment program to involve more ELSs in Lacroix will be delegated to the chair and the secretariat of Lacroix so that they can determine the deadline and way in which the comments will be carried out and then the vote. Please raise your hand if you agree with that. The motion is carried. Now we will move forward to item number 8. Item number 8 has to do with accountability of LACROALO members. So I will ask Alejandro Pisanti to explain this item because this is a topic that he has proposed. Alejandro, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I think that a substantial point for this topic has already been discussed by this GA when we spoke about participation metrics, representation metrics, and also contribution metrics. There is an attempt to achieve a brotherhood, if you will, to have a very positive and collaborative attitude. This is a web of trust in English. This was a concept under which AdLarge was built, and this is something we need to prove. And in this sense, we need to be very clear in our actions before other entities within LACROALO. So we need to be clear on that. In some cases, we should investigate or question when I put for this motion. When we speak about this, I think this is the summary of the point related to accountability. In other RALOs, I see that there are certain entities that honestly were known outside the governance, the internet governance remit, because they they take advantage of what they do. And we need to be ready to avoid that. We are all interested in knowing that we have good colleagues, that none of the organizations will be pointed as a bad organization or an organization that misbehaves. And this is what I mean by this item on the agenda. I don't think we can have a concrete proposal on this in terms of mechanism, rules, or procedures beyond what we already have. But we need to be aware that as long as we ask or request accountability of ICANN or other entities, we are also exposed to be requested. We are also to be asked for accountability. And we are the ones who can watch this and to be very clear on that. I think that what has been said in this GA and the development that we are seeing, and we know that we have very contentious topics, but we are dealing with them and we are moving forward. So these are the evidence that we can move forward, keeping our discrepancies and having balance, and to see how we can enlarge the participation space so that instead of having one option or opinion prevailing over the other, the sum of these opinions may pave the way for our advancement. So these proposals have enriched the capacity building program, and these are the way to move. Thank you. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Is there any other comment about this topic? Since there is no, Diego Acosta, you have the floor.
Please state your comment. Diego Acosta Bastidas speaking. I second Alejandro's comment and motion as if it were Ecuadorian chocolate. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much. Is there any other comment? So, since there is no concrete proposal, I will now move on to the following item, and this is the last item on our agenda. That is the item related to the proposal of Mitrix. We have already discussed that. Alberto will introduce the point. So, Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you. I think this is not good. It's not good to make the presentation right now. It will not be updated. This will go to the governance working group. So I think we will stop here. We will finish here. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, so since this topic has been discussed before, I understand that you are not withdrawing. You are withdrawing the topic. So I would ask the assembly to raise your hand if you agree with the fact of withdrawing this item on the agenda. So it is approved, the withdrawing of the item of the agenda. Humberto Carrasco speaking. So we have dealt with all the topics. So now we are going to the closing words. So you have the floor, Alberto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I am very happy with the development of the assembly. And I know that you feel the same. We are very happy. We have discussed hot topics. We have discussed the topics, and the responsible people will be responsible for this work. And these are responsibilities that we have ahead, and we will fulfill. We will comply with those responsibilities. Now, I would ask to request collaboration for the working groups, any of the working groups that will be created. Even though they do not have the capacity or the training that we are promising, please participate in the working group, collaborate with the working group, visit or see the wiki page. I know that Alejandro will not agree with me, but anyway, I say the wiki page, or I mention the wiki page. But someone who is older than I, it is not you, Alejandro, don't worry. Someone told me that we have
a sense of humor
in Lagrallo. In our debates, we need to put aside our differences and work on our coincidences. And once we reach to our differences, once we finish with the coincidences, those differences will have disappeared. So that is the spirit that I'm asking for. Please, first, let's analyze all together the points in common that we have, and then let's work with the differences. And I think we will reach to a good end. I would like to thank you all for your participation, for those who have participated, remote participation. And I would like to thank Heidi, Sylvia, Gisela, Natalie, and Terry, and Helen, and of course, Olivier. And I am forgetting the interpreters. Thank you to the interpreters. And to the technical crew. Thank you. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto Soto. Now I will proceed with the closing of the GA. I would like to thank you all for your efforts. I'm sorry, Carlos. Thank you for your efforts for this GA to be successful. Because if we compare it with the one we had in Costa Rica, this is really very far away. So thank you for your effort, because we had a quiet and normal GA.
and I would like to congratulate you on that. And I now officially bring this GA to a close. And of course, we want to congratulate Argentina because Argentina is winning the match. Thank you.
Che, Humberto. No, te digo, vos sabés que recién me doy cuenta de que cuando no se menciona el nombre, aparece en la transcripción hombre o mujer. En Argentina nosotros hemos superado eso por una cuestión de equivalencia de género. Y ya no se pone hombre o mujer, es un ser humano. O sea, el hombre o mujer es un tema de discriminación.